Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. This is Barbara Carmack, and Kimberly is with me today. And I'm so grateful that you're here also, because we really need each other, friend. We do. And I remind you of this acrostic. Take the word joy. And this is why you're here. The word joy you can break into three parts. J is for Jesus, O is for others, and Y is for you. Always thinking of others before you're thinking of yourself. And this country's got to get into a place where we see ourselves as family, not just neighbors, not just a person across town, but we see ourselves as family. And I hope that you are reminding yourself, even if you have relatives that won't allow you to see the grandchildren, or it's because you voted the wrong way, then they're not talking to you. Oh, greet them with love. Just think love. I count it all joy. I'm saying that verse of scripture, I mean, all week long, several times a day. I count it all joy, Lord. I count this all joy because I know that you will take care of us, all of us. He is that kind of God, my friend. He really is. By day, he directs his love to us, and at night, his song will be with us. Because he's that kind of God. Oh, he loves each and every one of you today. You are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. If you'd like to contact us, you can email me at barbara@freedomstreet.org, kimberly@freedomstreet.org, or hello@freedomstreet.org. Remember, the website is Freedom Street, and you can click on radio shows. I know this week the server has been down, and Chris is really trying. It's been a code thing and a code error, and I have no idea. If you ever tried to go back behind what the English or your language that you speak is, I mean, it is a network, page after page, of symbols and numbers and, oh, just on and on and on. Well, that's what they have to work with. So I hope that you will be patient with us. We are going to have a website that is just going to blow you away when it's done. Praise the Lord. If you'd like to read Kimberly's blog, it's under Teaching Voices of Freedom. And you can also get newsletters there or the Bible guide there. You can also donate there if you appreciate this program. The meeting this Saturday is going to start or begin at 10 o'clock if you want to meet us there at the restaurant. And I can give you the directions if you will call me after the program at 1-877-917-7256. And if you'd like to be with someone this week and just talk about things that have gone on, what a week of trauma that we have been through. And if you would just like to meet around the table, call me and call me at 1-877-917-7256. We'll have brunch together, and then we'll go to the home, to my home at 11 o'clock and have Bible study. Oh, it's going to be such a blessing. This, the scripture for this week has been Isaiah 11, 1 and 2. I want to remind you that in the midst of all this, there was a man who gave his life for each and every one of them, us, and he would do it again. He would do it again because he loves us so much. And this is a description of him in Isaiah 11. Then a shoot will spring forth from the stem of Jesse, and a branch from his roots will bear fruit. This root, this shoot, is coming out of a wilderness. It's not a lush, beautiful land. No, it's a barren, stark land that Jesus came up through. And the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him, the spirits of wisdom and understanding, the spirits of counsel and might, the spirit of power. If you feel weak right now, oh, there's a spirit of power that will enthuse you again to serve him fully and completely, and the spirit of revelation, knowledge, and fear of the Lord. I want to honor God more than anything else. Anything else in this world, I want to honor him. And I know you do too. Before we get into our lesson for today, and Kimberly's had such great teaching in the last couple weeks, I just want to talk a little bit about honoring Charlie Kirk. What a man. What a man he was and is. He's going to continue to influence. He wasn't even a college graduate, and he started Turning Point when he was 18 years old. And now across the nation, there are 3,500 Turning Point clubs across the United States on campuses, college campuses. He was fearless, absolutely fearless. And I believe that his legacy will triumph over the violent murder that took place yesterday. Charlie Kirk's death is going to reverberate all over the world and waves of good news for the Gen Z generation. And yesterday when I saw them kneeling down right after this happened, I mean, young kids, young students kneeling down in circles praying, I had to thank you, Lord God, for doing this, for bringing the country together again. Most who have listened to Charlie for the past 13 years are going to go forth and spread the conservative message and the gospel of Jesus Christ, of whom Charlie was not ashamed and was an open gospel to anyone who would listen. Just 4 days before Charlie was assassinated in Utah at the age of 31, he left behind a message that should comfort those mourning his passing. He took to X last Saturday to write, and he didn't know he wasn't going to be here in a week. Jesus defeated death so you can live. That's what he said. Jesus defeated death so you can live. Oh, what the devil meant for good, my friends, God is going to bring forth into the spotlight Charlie's optimistic message of truth and life. Erica, his wife, left a scripture online for everyone to see yesterday, last night, Psalm 46, verse 1. Oh, it's one of my favorite. The Lord is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Robert Kennedy, who was 14 when his dad, Robert Kennedy, was assassinated, and I'll never forget that day either. He said these words, Charlie was a truth teller who was influencing millions of young people, and he will be missed. Charlie is in heaven with the angels. General Keane said, it's like a wound that never heals when asked about 9/11, because on this day, wow, things that have happened. He said that Osama bin Laden thought that the U.S. would collapse inward, but the people stood united against the Islamic enemy, who is against Almighty God. And Governor of Utah Spencer Cox yesterday said, our country needs to think of each other as fellow Americans. Again, I say to you, we need to think of each other as family. Family. And last, before Kimberly comes on, I want to remind you of Revelation 12:11. And they overcame him, Satan, the enemy, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they didn't value their own lives, even to the death. At Kimberly, at John's funeral, at his memorial service, some 35 years ago now, I read that verse from Revelation 12:11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Crazy. And they didn't value their own lives even to the death. And Kimberly's father was not afraid to die. And I know if you would ask Charlie right now, he was not afraid to die because he knows where he is. Praise the Lord. Oh, I'm emotional, Kimberly.
I hear that. Yes, this is a day of remembrance.
Yes.
And you know what? It might be good just to go ahead and listen to this song. As I was remembering earlier how awesome our God is, I heard this song on the radio, and it's a throwback. It's a new mix of a popular song from the 80s. And if you were listening to Christian music in the 1980s, you will recognize this song. And so if you are in a place in your life where you know that God is an awesome God, then sing along with this song. And if you are having a hard time and it's difficult to see God's goodness, then I encourage you to sing even louder. Choose to remember.
Yes. Amen.
Choose to remember. God is good throughout your life. Let's worship together to this song. What an awesome God.
God is great. Give him all the praise. Hallelujah, name above all names. Fire in his eyes, healing in his veins. Everywhere his glory on display. Take a look at those stars, you can name them all. Before his throne, every knee falls. The demons have to run, the angels have to praise. Even the wind and waves obey.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns.
He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power.
Awesome.
Amen. Do you know
yes,
the original?
So many of us have found ourselves.
You know the original composer, don't you? Or you know of him?
Rich Mullins, yes.
Yes. And you, what did, mm-hmm. did he die in an accident?
He did. Yes, he was in a car accident.
Yes.
Yes.
At a young age. Young
so
age.
Those things happen in our lives, and many of us find ourselves wondering what in the world is going on when
That's
these
right.
people who are so young exit this world, and these things that we would normally count as bad, but I heard you say you're counting it all joy now. Because we, in our opinion, when we say it's bad, according to our faith, be it done to us.
Mm.
If our faith is saying, oh, this is bad, then okay, according to your faith, be it done to you. But when our faith rises up and we believe that our God can work all things yes. together for good,
yes.
and we declare that He is an awesome God, that He is a good God, when we declare that and remember what He has done in the past and believe that He's not finished, He's got much more to do. He's got things for the future that are even greater. When we choose that, our faith is rising up, and be it done to you according to your faith. Sometimes we have to stir ourselves up, and that's why I encouraged, you know, if you're having a tough time right now and maybe mad at God, well, sing this song a little bit louder then
yes.
and declare to your mind and to your emotions that our God is an awesome God. And we've been talking the past couple of weeks about digging deeper to really get to know Him. Well, we've got to dig down deep past our thoughts, our opinions, and our emotions to get to know this God who is really good. We have to get to know Him in order to truly count it all joy. And we need to get to know Him in order to remember how good He is. But we can flip that around and say we need to remember how good He is in order to truly get to know Him.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's important.
Yes.
That is so important in our lives. And so we don't want to just let emotion pull us into a state. Now, hey, I am just as weak as anyone else out there. I am just as human. And so I have my emotional moments. I was struggling with one last night where I felt self-pity. I felt grief. I felt sorrow. I felt anger. You know, yesterday was a hard day. So we all have these feelings, and it's okay. It's okay to have them. Let's not get stuck in those feelings. Let's pull out these worship songs that cause us to turn our eyes to the one who can make the wrong things right.
Yes.
He is the only one who knows how to turn things around. So when you're feeling discouraged, like Job did, and he wished that he had never been born, you know, sometimes we get that discouraged and we think, oh, why was I ever born? It's God who needs us.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to remember
mm-hmm.
that
yes.
He is such a good God. He needs us to be born. He needed you to be born. As you're listening today, and if you might doubt that truth, let me just tell you, I heard a really wise rabbi put it this way. Only a creator has needs. The thing that is created does not have the same needs. It's the one who created the thing that has need for that thing.
Oh, that's
and that's why he created it in the first place. So our creator needs us. And here I'll just give an example. Currently, in our home here in Oklahoma, we have a need for a table. We gave ours away to someone in need of furniture. And our space is such an unusual dimension that we're considering having someone build us a table. So the table itself does not have a need to be built. Mm. It has no feelings. It has no opinions one way or the other. We are the ones who need the table. And it will be a joy to us to have a table in our space once again.
Yes.
This is a really good way to look at God's need. God is the one who needs you to be His best friend and perfect partner throughout all eternity. And when you start saying that you have different needs than what God says, and you're not aligning yourself with Him, then you're not really knowing Him.
Mm-hmm.
He has a dream that is so much bigger than your dream in this life. And it is His joy to have His dream come true. We have been quoting Nehemiah 8:10, and let's just look at it now. It says, go, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and give to those who have nothing prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yes.
That's from Nehemiah 8, verse 10. So this verse does not say to scold the ones who have nothing prepared. It doesn't say to question the ones who have nothing prepared. It says to give to those who have nothing prepared. our Lord is the most generous giver, and He wants us to become like Him. We don't have to wonder why our spouse just doesn't get us, or why our coworker is still unprepared and needs us to make up the difference. We don't have to wonder why our children lack honor and respect. Mm-hmm. We just simply give to those who have nothing, those who have lack.
Yes.
We give to those who have nothing prepared. They are not prepared to honor and respect, so give them honor and respect. They're not prepared with what they need in their job, so give them what they need in their job. And the Lord is the one who gives to us the rich things, the milk and honey of the promised land. And He's asking us to give and share with others. So are you confronted today by those who are lacking respect? Go ahead, give them respect. For those who are lacking love, give them love. In this way, you are fulfilling the dream of the Almighty God, and you are getting to know Him. And He pours His strength and power into you, fulfilling and satisfying your life on a whole new level when you choose to get to know Him like this.
That's right. The same Spirit,
I'm talking
Kimberly,
a lot. Do you need to say something?
Yeah. The same Spirit that Isaiah prophesied for Jesus, the Spirit of the Lord will rest on Him. That's the same. Those seven spirits are the same spirits that rest on us, Kimberly. The spirits of wisdom and understanding. You need wisdom today, understanding today. Oh, God has that for you to make wise decisions. The spirits of counsel and might, Spirit of power, Spirit of revelation knowledge. That's not knowledge you get from this world. And the Spirit of the fear of God to honor Him, like Kimberly's talking about right now. Honor Him and get to know Him above anybody else on this earth. And that's Isaiah 11:1-2. Oh, such a wonderful, wonderful
That's
verse.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's how we honor each other, too. We put Jesus first, honoring Him. Then we honor others. And then we think about ourselves. Yesterday, we were talking about Colossians 1, verses 9 through 11. Paul says, "For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the Spirit of knowledge." This is revelation knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom. That's the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of understanding, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please Him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. That's to know Him more, strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, for the attaining of all steadfastness and patience. It is knowing Him that strengthens us with all power. Do you see that in the verse? Did you hear it? It says that we will be strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, for the attaining of all steadfastness and patience. He is constantly listening to us, our needy prayers, for success, for healing, for protection. He is lovingly granting needy prayers all the time.
That's right.
And sometimes it feels like He's not listening and not responding. But do we ever consider in those seasons that maybe we are the ones who are not listening and not responding?
Mm-hmm.
So knowing Him is to be entwined with Him, to think of His dream before our dreams. It's attending to His desires, not just Him attending to our desires.
Yes.
For we are His workmanship, created for His dream to come true.
That's right.
I know I added a little bit something different to that verse.
Yes.
We're His workmanship, but we're created for His dream to come true. And learning to meet the desires and needs of others is really good practice for learning to meet God's needs and desires. And I have this way of thinking how God has legitimate needs, because He is the Creator, the one who created us. We're the creation. So like I said before, needing a table, you create the table. My need for a table is legitimate. And I want to create a table for that space, or have somebody create one for me for that space. So my need is legitimate. Now, that table, does it have needs? I guess if you look at it in a way where, you know, if the leg ever breaks or is wobbly, then it needs to be secured. But is it the table that's thinking I need to be secured, or is it me, the owner of the table, that sees that it needs to be secured? Mm-hmm. See, our Heavenly Father knows what we need better than we do. And it's not the table and the table's opinion that counts as much as the owner of that table and the owner's opinion. God is the owner of every one of us, the creator of every one of us. He is the Lord of every one of us. And He knows what our needs are so well. When we tap into meeting His needs and looking at His desires as coming first, He fills us with all power. We're strengthened with all power, His power. Mm-hmm. Yes. And it gives us a steadfastness and a patience that really sees us through this life. It also fills us with a joy and a peace that is so much greater than anything this life can offer.
Mm. Praise God. Praise the Lord for your teaching today, Kimberly. We have this feeling, this sense that God is empowering us today. When we feel weak, He's going to strengthen us. And I thank you so much for listening, friend. I hope that you will be able to come to the meeting on Saturday. That's this Saturday, September the 13th, I think. My week has been.
Yes.
Is it okay? And join us for brunch at 10 o'clock. Call me at 1-877-917-7256. And go to our website. Go hello@freedomstreet, and you will find us. God bless you and keep you, and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.